This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Donald J. Trump sworn in as the 47th President of United States. President Ramchandra Pawdel and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli give their best wishes. Nepali Vice President and Foreign Minister also give their best wishes to their American counterparts. President Ramchandra Pawdel summons both houses of federal parliament for 31st of January. An Afghan Taliban government announces prisoner swap with the United States. Now the news in detail. Donald J. Trump was sworn in as the 47th President of the United States yesterday. U.S. President Trump's inauguration drew global attention with leaders from around the world, including Nepal, extending congratulations. President Ramchandra Pawdel extended his warm felicitations to U.S. President Trump on social media, wishing him a successful tenure. He expressed hope that the cordial relations between Nepal and the United States would further deepen in the coming days. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli also congratulated President Trump via X, highlighting the over 75 years of friendly relations between Nepal and the United States. He conveyed his readiness to strengthen the partnership between the two countries and wished President Trump a successful tenure. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav sent his best wishes to U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance through a social media post. He expressed hope for further strengthening of cooperative relations between Nepal and the United States during Vice President Vance's tenure. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Dewa congratulated Marco Rubio on his appointment as the 72nd U.S. Secretary of State. In a message shared on X, he expressed her eagerness to work with Secretary Rubio to enhance Nepal-U.S. relations. Secretary Rubio, a senator from Florida, was confirmed with a unanimous Senate vote. Nepal's leadership expressed optimism about advancing bilateral relations with the new U.S. administration. President Ramchandra Pawdel has summoned a session of both houses of the federal parliament at the recommendation of the cabinet. The cabinet meeting held on the 20th of January decided to recommend to the president to summon the session of both houses. President Pawdel called session of both houses at the International Conference Center, New Banishur, at 1 p.m. on the 31st of January, according to the office of the president. The government had been saying it would soon call the parliament session to lay the ordinances before the two houses. Nepal's Foreign Minister Dr. Arju Rana Dewa has again made a fervent appeal to her Egyptian counterpart Dr. Badr Abdul Atti to expedite the release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi, who is being held captive by Hamas. Following a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas, the latter group has initiated the process of releasing hostages. Foreign Minister Dr. Rana requested that Egypt prioritize Joshi's release in the first phase of this process. Despite being in Bangkok for medical treatment, Minister Rana yesterday made a phone call to her Egyptian counterpart. During the conversation, she expressed gratitude to the Egyptian government for its role in brokering a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. In response, Dr. Abdulati assured her that special instructions would be given to the Egyptian mediators to secure Joshi's release. Since the onset of ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas, Minister Dr. Rana has been actively engaging with Qatar and Egypt, both mediators in the peace talks, to prioritize Joshi's release. Recently, she also held a phone conversation with Qatar's State Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Mohammed bin Abdulaziz Al Khulaifi, who is a key negotiator and mediator in the peace talks. Additionally, Minister Dr. Rana had previously spoken with Israel's Foreign Minister, Gideon Sa'ar, urging him to prioritize Joshi's release in the first phase of the release of detainees held by Hamas. Nepal has been making consistent diplomatic efforts to secure Joshi's release since last year. Minister Dr. Rana has been advocating for Joshi's release at various international and regional forums and meetings. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The Taliban government announced on Tuesday the release by the United States of an Afghan prisoner in exchange for US detainees, saying the deal was brokered by Qatar. An Afghan fighter, Khan Mohammed, imprisoned in America, has been released in exchange for American citizens and returned to the country, the Afghan Foreign Ministry said in a statement. The ministry said Mohammed had been serving a life sentence in the state of California after being arrested almost 2 decades ago in eastern Afghanistan. Asked by AFP News Agency, the Foreign Ministry refused to provide further details or the number of American prisoners. The announcement comes the day after the inauguration of US President Donald Trump, who during his first term in office presided over a deal with the Taliban that paved the way for the US withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021 and Taliban's return to power. After Trump's election win in November, the Taliban government had said it hoped for a new chapter in relations with the United States. The Taliban government on Tuesday called the exchange a good example of resolving issues through dialogue, expressing special gratitude for the effective role of Qatar in this regard. Faith and devotion took center stage at Mahakumbha as more than 4.4 million devotees took a holy dip on the 8th day of the Kumbha Mela till 2 p.m. yesterday. The Mahakumbha Mela is happening in Prayagraj city in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. As of January 20, more than 80 million pilgrims have taken a dip at the Sangam Triveni during the Mahakumbh 2025. Meanwhile, Director General of Fire Avinash Chandra addressed the ongoing investigation in the Mahakumbha fire incident that occurred on Sunday. He further stated that the police have the authority to investigate and local authorities are handling the case, and noted that while rumours are circulating, the exact cause would be determined after a thorough investigation. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the country today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Donald J. Trump sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. President Ramchandra Powell and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli give their best wishes. Nepali Vice President and Foreign Minister also give their best wishes to their American counterparts. President Ramchandra Powell summons both houses of the Federal Parliament for 31st of January. And Afghan Taliban government announces prisoner swap with the United States. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.